So what I'd like to do, we'll probably go through those things a little bit more later, and various other things. I've lost the plot here. There we are, prophetic activation. Oh, that'll do. Yeah. Oh, I must come to that as well. We'll do that in a minute. What I'd love to do is to get somebody to come out who... Anybody... I'd love somebody that's not too mature in prophecy, because I've got something here and I want you and I to talk about this and describe what I've got in my hand and get us to think a bit laterally in God and get us to go biblically. What Jesus said, and it's an indictment to my heart, he sort of said, I've got a problem with you because you don't know the scriptures or the power of God. He said that to the Pharisees. Do you know what I want to know? Him, but I want to know the scriptures and the power of God. He didn't say, I've got a problem. He was more intense. It's in Matthew somewhere, isn't it? It's in there. I don't like that verse. Does anybody like to volunteer? I was really nervous and your heart's beating. And shall I pick on you or not? I'd have, two of you can come if you like, if that helps. Otherwise, I'll go to the back row and pick on somebody. Oh, come on then. Come on then.
Hello.
Hello. She's a sneaky one as well. What's your name?
Alison.
Alison. Okay. Now, what Alison and I are going to do, you're going to listen to us chat about this sort of piece of something that I have in my hand. And finally, this is the hardest bit of the whole lot, I think. But once you've got it, you'll go, oh my goodness. And then what we'll do is open out, and that they'll all begin to participate. So do you want, Alison, do you want to describe what that is? It's a bit of a little bit of, oh, that's a good idea. Thank you.
It's a little bit of either stone or concrete. It's got little specks of something in it. And then on one side, it's got a shiny glaze on, a dark blue or black.
Right, it is concrete with some sort of sparkly thing. Some, help me, geologists, quartzy sort of stuff. And mica. And also this black bit is probably some sort of paint, I think. And there it is. Can you see it? Look, it's just that. So what do you think it's all about? Got any ideas? Now go, any of you, if you've got something, just indicate to me. Go majorly laterally. I mean ridiculously laterally. Okay, thinking, oh, it can't be that, but it may well be. Any clues?
Yeah.
What do you think is part of? This is the big...
Tile. Concrete tile.
Nope.
Nope.
No, but part of... What's that there with the windows? What's that called? No, it's a wall. I have now given it away. Go. Who thinks? Come on in, Dan. What did he say?
Berlin Wall.
Who thought it was the Berlin Wall? Anybody here? Dan, the man, is out of the can. Because it's the part of the Berlin Wall. There it is, my daughter. My daughter Zoe gave it to me. So, right. Now we know what it is. Wall... Biblical stuff, scriptures. What the issue is, he's quite condemning Jesus. I've got this sort. You don't know the scriptures or the power of God. I'm speaking to me. You're just listening. But I just want to get. I'm loath to say this, but we want it, Alison. We need to get into the Word, don't we? But I want it, Spirit Word, the marriage. I want revelation. I want to know what it says. Now, okay, wall. What do you think of biblically when
Jericho.
Ooh, right. Okay, what else should we think of? Jericho. There's a statement called the Jericho syndrome. Did you know that?
Mm.
Anybody know that? Right, it's so tight. The walls were so tight. No one could get in. No one could get out. So interpret that into... a psychological personal situation. Sorry. Stuck. Trapped. Do you know what Jericho means?
No.
Fragrance. Do you know what Zacchaeus means? He was in Jericho. It means pure. The disgrace, common thief, be pure. It's amazing, isn't it? So what if Jericho is fragrance, what needs to happen?
Let the fragrance out.
Yeah. What do they do?
Around it.
Yeah. And?
Praising God.
Yeah. And?
Shouting.
And what
obeying.
Happened? Obeying, shouting.
Sorry.
Draw us behind. Say it again. Are you an Ali or an Alison?
Either.
Okay. I know a nice Ali. She's not bad, is she? No, I know. That's two I know. So, to say it again. So, Jericho.
Yeah.
They
walked round.
Yeah.
Praising and shouting and obeying.
Okay. And then what happened?
Then the walls fell down.
Yeah. And Jericho is a key to the, really, almost a key to the nation, to Canaan. Because without Jericho, there would have been big... They needed, across the Jordan, and suddenly this double-walled city. And they knew it was impregnable, but they didn't know about our God. And the problem is, there are issues in people's lives, and they're into the Jericho syndrome. So what you need to do is face up, walk round and round so that you know every issue. You need to praise, you need to just push into God, and at the right time you'll shout, and the delightful fragrance within you will be released. She's told me all about you. Yeah. Does that make sense? Okay. Does it to you?
Oh yes, perfect.
Well, there you go. Isn't that strange? Now hang on, we haven't finished.
No, just tell your story.
Oh, go on then.
An issue that I've been working on for years involved a wall and a wrecking ball.
Well, rock my socks, come on.
I've been praying about this particular issue for a long time and I didn't seem to be seeing anything happening.
Yeah.
And it was a lady that used to be in this church who came and prayed with me, and she said, every time you pray, it's like a wrecking ball, that God's sending a wrecking ball to this wall, and the crack, you can't see it, but suddenly, it might take a long time, but one day, you'll pray, and the wrecking ball will crack, and all the cracks that have been in the past will go.
You're getting excited. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
So is that you?
Yes.
Why does she... isn't it? I didn't mean to do that then.
God did.
Yeah. So listen, you're seeing something here. It could also mean the middle wall of partition somewhere in the epistles has been broken down. There's so much about walls in Song of Solomon. Jesus came skipping, or well, the Solomon, it was skipping over the mountains, the lover, didn't he? It's Song of Songs 2 or 3, isn't it? And he comes and she's, the bride is hidden behind a wall. And he doesn't come round. He calls her from the other side. And he even looks through the lattice. But he won't come round. It's for her to come out round. And then he takes her to the secret place. It's just classic. And we're quite good at hiding behind walls, aren't we? It's called self-protection. Rejected people often, you know, they build a castle. What do you say? Yeah, all right. Dig a big moat, fill it with piranha fish and crocodiles, lift up the drawbridge, go into the big tower and say, bog off, world and church. How can people break bread in their castles? We all come together and break bread, but we're all in our castles. Anybody here? Isn't it interesting? But what he wants is for self-protection to be circuited. He wants anointed, powerful worship to penetrate. He wants a few shouts. He wants the fragrance released, doesn't he? Stay there. And what Mary did, back to our Mary, It was a party. Lazarus had a party. Don't blame him, do you? If I was at the party, I'd be touching him to see whether he's still alive, you know. And what did she do? She came in with this vial of ointment, spikenard, and it was so expensive. And what is so fantastic to me, she broke it over his feet and she starts crying. As it breaks, the aroma fills the whole room. Judas has a fit. Old hypocrite, you know, give him the money. I mean, Jesus knew he'd nicking it, you know. Isn't he full of grace? He's picked people like me. Just amazing. And what she did was her tears were mixed in and her braided hair all fell out. And in their eyes, with her hair down, she became a certain type of woman, didn't she? Of ill repute. The disgrace, look at her. Jesus said, she's anointed me for my burial. I do love Mary too, as well as Martha. But here's what God's saying to you, Ali. He wants you to live in wholeness out of your brokenness. I feel like I'm broken, but the place of brokenness releases the anointing. Releases the fragrance. Do you see? Oh, it gives me the tingles. Is it? I'm going to pray for you. Who wants to come out as if I didn't know? Come in, come out with her. Come on. So there's the Berlin Wall. See where we've gone? So we're going to have tea in a minute. We're going to have tea? Yeah, in a minute. Will we? All right. Would lay hands on her, would you please? Yeah. Where's her heart? Up there. I can't touch that heart. That's right around there. Ooh, it's a disgrace. What can I do about this? Ta. Oh, hello. What's your name?
Phil.
Phil. Now listen, Alison. Use this term right. Phil will. But you've got to stop it, because you need to.
Pardon?
Yeah, Phil will.
But you need to.
You need to do it, not him all the time. Really? Phil, oh dear. It's so simple. The trouble is, she is a bit of a brain box, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, it all comes out of her, you know. She works it out in a philosophical way and goes around in ever-decreasing circles.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I say, Lord, shake her and bake her, slice her and dice her.
She's not Mary Berry.
She said Mary Berry. Hold his hand. Yeah. I pray your relationship will be so brilliant, you'll wonder whatever's hit you. 24/7. You'll have to work out what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Have you worked it out? Well, I wish I could say more, but I can't because I'm taped. Did you hear what I said?
No, I can't do it.
I'll do it. I'll whisper it in your ear later.
Okay.
Just let these two, Phil, Will. Just let these two. Alison, it says one shall slay 1,000, 2 10,000. Together, your harmony together goes beyond your mathematical prowess. Because how can one slay 1,000 and 2 10,000? It's ridiculous. So I pray, I thank you for intelligence and intellect and academia. I thank you for all of that, but I pray it might be just godly tainted with wisdom, knowledge, and discerning, and an ability to push into the supernatural. Open her eyes, Lord! Let her accept who she is. Let her accept, and let Jericho really happen once. And God, if God isn't speaking to you, I'm going home now.
God's speaking to you.
Oh, yes.
I'd love to see her. Like, they came out of Day of Pentecost, up the upper room, and it was about 9 o'clock in the morning, wasn't it? Yeah. What did they say as they came out? I'd like to see you drunk.
Would you?
In the spirit. Oh, so I tell you, oh, no, boy, ho, yo, ho. Just do something that might surprise her, Lord. She may have to park her intellect, but don't ever get rid of it. Don't get rid of it, because it's so crucial to your future. It really is. I just pray for such a harmony of spirit and soul that the anointing of the Spirit... Oh, I've got something. I just pray, Alison, you might be your father's little girl. But your heavenly father's girl, first and foremost.
Yeah.
And I pray, who's going to put their hand down there? I just call to life that which has been crushed because of control and domination. Because you were told to... It's like me. I was told I needed to read the Daily Express, vote Tory, and live round a corner from my parents. Anybody else understand? Do you know what I mean? You know, it's like there's a control. We're not having that, are we? No. So when we lived 8-10 miles away...
Oh, no, we're
not! She always liked this. She isn't she? They didn't like it because we lived 10 miles away, you know. I do love them, by the way, but that's another story. So in the name of Jesus, we just loose you, Alison. I tell you what we do, don't we, Phil? We bless the godly ties. We bless the godly ties through the male line. I just pray that femininity and womanhood might explode out of her in a most amazing way. Because you're not his little boy, you're his girl. And I pray in Jesus' name, we bless the ties, we bless the godly ties, but we break off all these deceptive, dominating, controlling, manipulating, angry thing. I just cut off anger and bless your daddy in Jesus' name and your grandfather and great-grandfather. All the way down the line, there's a bit of a religious severity around there. And we just break the power of that now in Jesus' name because it's 10 to 5.
Yeah.
But I know my team's done, so it doesn't matter. Just release her. Let the joy of the Lord be her strength. I've run out of words. I pray for this man. I just got this little sentence. I used to be indecisive, but now I'm not so sure. So bless him. You strong man of God. You warrior. You're going to stand on the chair with Zoe, you lot, and shout and holler. You are in Jesus' name. Just strengthen him, Lord. Let his yes be yes and his no be no. You're going to be a right bunch, you two. I just love it. They are. Well, you think, well, that's a bit strange there. Well, you come and live with us. You'll see what strange is. I'm all bright and perky at half past 7 in the morning. You know, she's like this zombie. You know. We're so different. Doesn't matter, though, does it?
No.
Right. Cherish, love, etc. You have to work out what etc. is. Oh, stop it. just do it. Get close. Okay. Shall we finish there? Have I done? Am I too late? Are we? Have we gone over? Yeah. All right. Right. He's given me some instructions. Are you ready then? So what should we do? Should we do group sessions now? Fancy doing that?
Yeah.
Who said that? Who's Victoria? All right, Victoria. She is victorious, isn't she?
Yes.
She's all right, she is.
Yes, she is.
Just protect her, though. Mm-hmm. It's really important. She loves. She's good. She's friendly. Just protect her. And love her. Why she's here, really, isn't it? But protect her. So important, really. So, yes, great one. What dost thou want us to do?
There's four tables. You put some stuff on it, explain what you want to do.
Yeah. All right. All right. Right, there's four large tables somewhere. So we're going to break you into four. It's almost like 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll come back to that, be a bit more specific. But the idea is that what I want, I'd like somebody, Tom, I'd like somebody in your groups to be a scribe to take notes, but I do want one of you to be a spokesperson, which means you're going to have to come out with the object on your table, and you're going to be the one to explain for a few minutes what you've got, what you're seeing, what you think God is saying prophetically. So is that, does that make sense? So it'll sort. So I want to try and get uniform numbers, but yeah. So there's one lot of group. Well, let's just baloney, doesn't matter. One, two. You want to be there or not? Should we put him on his own? What's your name?
Carl.
Carl, all right. Remember that for later. If I just draw a line down there, you're one group, you lot. Another group there, another group. There's quite a big group there. Take some off there and join you. Is that all right? So four big tables. Do you want to go to a table? This group, there's a table over there, table there, and I'll come round and then we'll choose something to give you. So you've got about a quarter of an hour. Can I turn this off? Can we turn me off?
Yeah.
We're going to start with that lot there, and then we'll see how we go, because they're really ready. They're champing at the bit, the kids, for their tea. They're ready, aren't they, really? Yeah. We'll dribble on and see. But if we're flexible, it doesn't matter, because I could do with a sandwich or two. I could do with a demonic sausage roll, really. Yeah. Because they're nice. Sally, Sally, and who? Billy. Where's Billy? Oh, come on. Yeah, bring the thing. Now, what we've got, can I just borrow it a minute, Tar? What they've got, do they know? Oh, they've got a mic. They've got this. Well, they'll tell you. What is it, darlings? Hang
salt.
On.
Salt rock.
Salt. Salt.
Billy.
Where's Billy? Come on, Billy the kid. Come on.
Yeah, I've got to go to work.
So, do you want to explain that then?
So, as we were looking at that...
Can you see it? Come out here. Bill, come out here. There we are. Oh, mother! Oh. Now, what she did, can you see over there? So
as we were looking at it and talking about it, somebody mentioned the salt rock lights that you can get, and... Billy put it on a phone and we could see that although in itself without the light it looks quite dirty and mucky and rough and not very nice, when you start shining the light on it, it becomes white and pure and clean. We were saying that that's like the light of God.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Shining the light and making us all clean.
All right. When have you got to go to work?
No.
No, you haven't. So, don't panic, Billy. All I'll say is, you're speaking to yourself too, aren't you? Yeah. Cheerio. Where's she working?
Chinese takeaway.
Oh, ni hao ma. That is Mandarin, actually. That's all I know. Do that in the Chinese. Say to them, ni hao ma.
What does that mean?
It means,
how are you?
Yeah. Say, ni hao ma. Is that about right? Pronunciation? Say, ni hao ma. Oh. You could say, ha ta ho ta ho na ho yo mo ho, if you want to. But I don't know what that means. Thanks. Did you hear that? That is so good. Yeah. It's the light of God. Hey. My darling, it's you. Is that it? She's got pages of notes. You've got a couple more minutes. Come.
Okay. Right. So then we were thinking of Lot and his wife and not looking back at our former selves. Things.
Things.
Like we're called to be the salt in the world.
Yep.
Somebody mentioned Dead Sea Salt. And then
that's true.
And then the Valley of Bones. And that these bones can live.
Oh.
You can't drown in the Dead Sea.
You can't drown in the Dead Sea. Why? Because of the salt content.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's got no outlet.
Ooh. But eventually it will produce life because...
What will?
The Dead Sea.
Why?
Because it's being changed constantly by the inlet.
Do you like that?
I don't know.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
if Eric says it, it's true.
Eric, is it true? So you... help me, the flow in will stir it all up. So the inflow brings life. Is that right? So is it better? If it had an outflow, would it be better or not? Technically.
Different.
It would be different. It wouldn't be the Dead Sea, no. Yeah. But the value in the phosphates and all that to Israeli government is massive, isn't it? So there's fertilizer and stuff. Making bombs. So there's a whole spiritual warfare thing in there. Did I sort of make a jump then? Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
No, I think that's it.
Is that right?
I think that's about it.
Okay. So just repeat them again.
not looking back at former things.
Not looking back at former things, yeah.
Called to be the salt in the world.
Called to be the salt in the world,
you think it's dead, but it could potentially create life.
Could potentially create life. Okay.
And purifies.
Okay, so we are savour. It's salt savours, doesn't it? So that's us. Thank you. Brilliant. We will pray for you later, won't we? There's just one other thing. Anybody heard of the covenant of salt? What does it mean?
If you shared salt at a meal with somebody,
yes,
there is a bond of commitment to one another.
Say that again, great one.
If you have shared a meal and shared salt at the table with someone, then there is a bond of commitment in Arab thinking.
Right. Okay. I believe that. There's something about covenant then in that, in relationship, isn't there? Okay. So you inquisitive ones, look it up. It's in the old as well as the new. There's something there which is really powerful. Thank you. Right, mate? Titi? Should we eat? One more? Right, who's the second group? Do you want to go second? Come on, then. Come on. She needs to... What's her name? Oh, I like that name, Christine. Yeah. She's got a dog. That was not a word of knowledge. If she doesn't feed the dog soon, she's going to be in the dog house. And she's walking the wrong way. Oh, the wood. Yeah. Is anyone else coming out with you or not? Oh, no. Oh, all right, then. You hold that, then, Lou. Do you want me to hold that?
Thank you.
Right, Steve tried to give us some clues. We weren't really sure about any of them, so we made up our own little story.
If I said feist, would that mean anything? That's a compliment.
Thank you, I know. We'll take it as one. Right, Steve was talking to us about wet rot. Obviously, that piece of wood is incredibly dry, so we weren't sure about that. But yes. There was an excess of water, apparently, bang, and caused by dampness. And possibly, although this was a bit contentious, Steve, that there was a lack of air for... Which one, Norman?
Storm and Norman.
Which one was contentious, the lack of air for the dry rot or the wet rot? Wet rot,
No, it's both. It's both.
Oh, okay. Anyway, then we were talking possibly about Noah's Ark and wood floating and various things. And then we were talking about...
Can you explain that a bit more?
Not really. No.
What sort of wood was it?
Gopher, apparently. I can even spell
Gopher,
it.
Gopher. G something.
G-O-P-H-E-R, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. Hang on. So. A bit more on Noah's Ark.
Do you want to say any more on Noah's Ark?
The thing is, the Ark...
Dominic might be able to.
The Ark of Salvation went through the tribulation and wasn't taken out of it. The Ark of Salvation went through the judgments of God because they were safe in their Saviour. Does that do anything to your theology? Did you like that? Who said very good? Thank you, Dan
the
man. Yeah. So being taken away while the world burns to hell is not where we're at. Well, not where I am. I'm not disrespecting you lot because you might be different. But I think the bride will prepare herself as we go through the pressure, and the bride, light has to shine in darkness. Darkness can't overcome it. Here we are. So to be taken away might be a case of survival when we're not here for survival, are we? A
couple of more bits of thought. Pine.
Pine.
Thought. It's got straight lines on it, more or less, and a few knots. So we're talking about and pine having shallow roots. The actual skirting board doesn't look like it's fit for purpose, so maybe there's something in that. And the fact that, we'll go back to Noah, he was a righteous man. We also talked about, or you did, about Pharisees, and Jeff looked up chapter 23, verse 27. And also talking about the story of being healed when the roof was taken off, or somebody went in the roof, the rafters being taken off, and friends going through the rafters to, you know, to see the man healed.
All right.
So there you go.
So
thinking about a piece of skirting board.
Yeah, I've got a background.
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Right, okay. We were talking about it being... Just turn it around for me, thank you.
That way?
Yeah, natural on one side.
Yes.
Very natural on one side, yet painted on the other.
Yeah.
And we're talking about hidden.
Hidden, okay.
There you go.
Well, that sort of confirms it. My background is charter surveying, valuation of property. So I've been in many properties, often pre-war or just maybe in the 60s. The wood was never treated, and because of dank conditions where lack of ventilation did not move the air around, so you begin to get a condition of slight dampness, which is just right to actually take the life out of the wood and cause... This is wet rot. It's dry rot. It's not too dissimilar, but there is another issue about dry rot. But this is wet rot. And if you look at it, as I looked at many skirting boards, I didn't have a clue because you can't tell. So it's deceptive. And what I mean by the Pharisees, it was their hearts. It was the inside. It was the whitewashed, what do you call it? The cups, you know, and the whitewashed sepulchres. It's the issue of the heart that's the thing. And we can all look good on the outside, but if you've got a bit of wet rot with the conditions not being right, it would draw the strength out of the wood and then flake away. You've had it. It needs cutting out, burning. And there it is. Does that make any sense to anyone? You're looking like I'm talking Martian. But it's there. There it is. Where's she gone? Has she gone to the dog? Oh, no, she's here. Yeah. Okay. All right, brilliant. Thank you. If you want to talk to me about that, please do over a sausage roll.
Fantastic. So hopefully that's got us thinking of over a few things. Who's ready for some tea? Lovely, lovely, nourishing, healthy and not so healthy food. Why don't we just quickly thank the people who served us. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure they're actually here to, but we'll text them. So what we're going to do, we're going to just finish where we left off the first session earlier. We're going to take the feedback from the last two groups and then we'll carry on. So I know that people have moved away from their groups and things now, but the group that was
here,
we'd like someone to come and just give us some feedback from that group. So was
you've got it.
Is this Christine? Here she is.
Where's Christine?
Christine and Sue.
It's a very nice name, Christine, isn't it?
It's a wonderful name.
So Christine.
My wife's name.
So should we hand her the mic, Steve? Yep.
Yeah, I haven't got the mic. Oh, you've got it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get it.
This is Christine. Round of applause for Christine.
So... Are you going to show them it?
You can show them. There you go, Susan. You can show them it. I've got to remember the name now. I think it's pyrite.
Iron,
or fool's gold.
Iron pyrites.
I'm getting nods from the back there. I've also got to try and read my husband's writing. He was writing very quickly because we had lots of things.
Sorry.
Lots of ideas. Saw that.
Thank you.
It is a lump of rock. We looked at it really closely. We saw that it was dull on one side and shiny on the other. And somebody mentioned that actually that reminded them of Peter, where Jesus says that on this rock I will build my church. Because although Peter was imperfect, God still built the church. We thought if it was the real thing instead of fool's gold, it would have already been nicked. And then we thought about sort of it, sort of treasure being in jars of clay. So we sort of got the treasure that's actually in the clay of the dirty bit. It catches the light. It reflects the light. And obviously Jesus is the light and we're told to be the light of the world. And from that came also, whatever situation you're in, let your light shine. And we can't do anything without God's light shining. And then somebody, we've had an issue in Nottingham with people throwing stones through windows in the trams and the buses.
Really?
Which has caused damage to people and trams and buses. Yeah. And it reminded somebody of that. So it could be used as a weapon to cause damage, perhaps to cause damage to the enemy. Mm. What was that? David and Goliath, yes. But also reminded the same person of let he who has no sin cast the first stone, which led us to mercy triumphing over judgment. And out of rubbish, God brings beauty.
Out of what?
Rubbish.
Rubbish?
Yeah, rubbish. So out of ashes.
Brilliant, yeah.
And... that it's unique, it's part of God's creation, it's natural and it's organic and it's unique. Ooh, and out of pressure, so this stone and all that was in it was caused and created under pressure. And then we got the crystallization and the light and the reflection and all of that.
Okay. I've forgotten your name.
Sue.
Oh yeah, Sue.
Sue.
There's something else in... Pardon me, I'm going to cough. What can I do? Yes, thank you. If I saw that on the ground or dug it out, I would immediately think it was the real deal. Would you? Mm-hmm. Anybody like me? That is gold.
China.
Fantastic. You say no. No, it's not gold.
He said you might think it
would. I might think it would be. But it's not. And sometimes, Sue, we don't think the same about ourselves as God thinks about us, do we? Anybody know Sue really well? Does anybody know Sue? Come out here, please. Who else knows? Yeah. Do you want to give her a massive cud? That's right. That's lovely. So I think she's the real deal, don't you? Did you expect that to happen? Because I never know. But maybe God is sort of getting under her skin a bit more. Do you want me to sing about that? Do you know the song? I've got you. But he's touching her, which says to me there's a beautiful sense of vulnerability. Sorry about my back. There's a beautiful sense of vulnerability that she has, but that's her strength and her weakness. Because it just took a little teeny weeny sort of boop, and suddenly it touched something. But I feel like she, Sue, is sensitive to the heart of the Lord. You all right? Give her cuds. She's sensitive, which is her... Did I just say that's her strength and weakness? Yeah. It is, isn't it? You hearing me?
Yeah.
Good. Stay there. Stay, cuds. And there's something beautiful here about the Father's love, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
There's such an example here. So, should we pray for you or what?
Please.
All right, then. So... this is the other thing. I've just been looking at that little phrase in Genesis 3 somewhere where something was pleasing to the eye to the woman. And this is pleasing to the eye. But it's quite deceptive. And you know what happened. She got totally deceived, didn't she? Of course, the man was all right, wasn't he? The man went into rebellion, didn't he? So there's no big deal there, is there? You can't blame her, because he went into rebellion. So it was pleasing to the eye, which took them away from the Father's love. And I can't go into it, but there's something which I've called the old orphan trick. Because Satan, when Jesus was baptized, immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. The word is exorcise, actually. He gets driven into the wilderness, and the temptations, to me, are pleasing to the eye. Because Jesus, the enemy said to Jesus, become a celebrity. Just jump off that tower and let the angels catch you, because that will give you status and you'll be pleasing to the eye of people that want to give you status and credit and all that. Does that make sense? I could talk about it for a bit longer, but I won't. So the danger with this, pleasing to the eye. And this lady here sometimes has tried to... She's wondered what to do about... What could she do about being pleasing to the eye? But I want to say to you, there's no point trying anymore. Because... As Jesus was stood in the water at Jordan, the Father said to him, you're my son whom I love and I'm well pleased. I could cope with my son whom I love, but surely you can't be pleased to me, Lord, because I've not done a day's ministry. Surely I've got to do something to gain your pleasure. But Jesus was secure in the Father's love without doing anything. And then he began. So you're secure in the Father's love without doing anything, aren't you? So we pray for such a revelation. I was going to call you Susie then. I'm sure that may not be good.
No, that's what Jerry calls me.
Is he? Oh, that's all right then. I'm sure that God, I'm convinced, I'm outrageously clear that God looks at you and he says, you're my daughter. Oh, and I love you. What can I do to make God love me more? Or God make me less? God love me less. Can't do anything, can we? So he's constant. He's constant in his love. I've tried. And he's saying, Sue, you just sit down there for 50 years. I'll be so pleased with you. And I pray for a paradigm shift in her mind. I pray that you'll revolutionize her with your grace and your favor. And sometimes, Lord, she needs a tap on the head to get it to her heart. But I think she's brilliant, she's precious, she's sensitive, she hears God, she's kind, she's generous, she's merciful and compassionate.
And beautiful.
And beautiful. So there.
Yeah.
Let me have your hand a minute. So God was touching you then, and I pray for such an outrageous release of the Father's love into you that you will be so overwhelmed that it will change you forever. And you're on the trail, you're on the track, you're on the road.
Can I just say something?
Should we let her say something?
Yeah.
Well, but you better have a mic.
When I sneaked off. Just, I think they all thought I tried to make an escape to the loo and not never come back, because I don't find it easy to talk in front of people. I do feel that.
Go on. Brilliant, come on.
I just thank God for all of you. And I just hope that all the churches come together and pray and learn to live together, because there's only one God and one church. So thank you for everything.
Have you got a burden for justice in church that sort of came out then? Because it pigs me off. Church sometimes is a bit difficult, isn't it? But there's something here of passion for God, and that passion for unity enables God to command the blessing. Mm. So there's something, keep it. So important. And the thing is, I just want you all to always agree with me. Well, that's danger. But I want to love you as you love me. And even though I don't think I'm right, it's the cross, it's Jesus, isn't it? And we all have our opinions and idiosyncrasies. Have you found that out? But we can still come together and do something about the powers that would want to divide churches until we've got one church and we all know it and do what you say. Go for it. There's a justice issue there. There really is. So there.
Praise God.
Yeah, thank you. You're pretty good too. Oh, I've got to take Mike from you. Thanks. All right. Is there some... This lot. Is it this lot?
Yeah. Yes.
Come out. Come, here he is. His name is...
Dave.
No, his name's Martha's daddy.
Yeah. Yes.
Dave the Rave. Dave, now listen to that prophetic word, Dave the Rave.
There we go. Was that prophetic? Can I go and sit down now?
Is no. That what we... Can I just say, I have a mixed race. Well, she was born in South Africa. She's black. granddaughter. And with mute, she's a singer, but she just needs to move her shoulders. And there's something about the way she flows. I'm a white Caucasian, are you? I can't do it. But I want to, are we going to boogie in a minute? Yeah, okay, let's go for it. Sorry. You and I do it, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Tickle her knees. Where's the? Oh, is that it there?
So that's it. So when those are turned into wine and we've had quite a bit, we might just do that then, mightn't we?
Out of his heart. Do you like red wine?
I do, yeah.
Oh, yes. Go on. No, right. You carry on.
But it was quite good because there was quite a shared wealth of knowledge of vines and grapes, from how you grow them to, we didn't get on to the best red wines that they were particularly by the end of it, but there was some good interesting facts about how you grow grapes, right from the fact that the soil has to be absolutely perfect, and it takes a long time for them to grow, so if you're going to be expecting fruit overnight, it's not going to happen. And Jesus talked a lot about grapes as illustrations that was really helpful, because we could just get and understand an awful lot of truth about being connected to the vine and about having our roots in him and all of that kind of thing. So we were sort of thinking, well, what's actually prophetic about that when it tells us a lot of truth that we need to know? And we were thinking along the lines of things like somebody said, you take grapes to somebody who's sick in hospital. But actually, going back to the wine thing, the sort of wine is the sort of the party side of the grape, and there's possibly something in that's prophetic. I was thinking about these ones, which are fake grapes, which is just as well because we'd probably squished them all by now. But if you actually squeezed those...
They're fake, are they?
They're not real grapes. Mm. They're full of air. So when you squeeze them, there's actually nothing there. It could just be that sometimes people just feel that their fruit is a bit worthless or a bit nothing. And it's a good reminder that we need to be connected to the vine. But Jesus also said, be fruitful. That was a commandment, that we're to be fruitful. And I think that sometimes we think that our fruit is going to come later, and that we're somehow sort of bland and boring because we're not, you know, we're not fruity. But actually sometimes...
fruit. Do you know him? He's really sweet, isn't he? I like him.
I can't even remember what I was saying there.
About being fruity.
Yeah, Jesus says we've got to be fruity. sometimes on the same tree, fruit can grow at a different speed or a different rate. And actually, some people just need to hear that. God is producing fruit. You might not necessarily see it or yourself, but it is there. And don't be discouraged, because he will bring the fulfillment to all of that. And there's probably a load of other things, but we've eaten since then, so I've forgotten.
He spoke that really well, didn't he? I've forgotten his name. Oh yeah, Dave. I don't want to let him go. Here's there's a lot more we could say about this, really. If you think of John chapter 2, what do you think of? The wine running out. One of the reasons why was that Jesus took 5 hulking great guys with him to the wedding that probably weren't invited. So they scoffed everything. That's because in the last days there will be Scoffers. Oh, come on. But the thing is, he turned water into wine, and what I'm after is the best. And as I look around us, we have the best of the wine. We do. It's an amazing story. So you are a pillar in the church. You're strong and stable, and you take weight. If he's not got a business brain, I'm going home now. You've got a business brain?
Yeah.
Oh, have you? Should we trust God for six? Should we trust God for five figures or six figures?
Go for it,
go for it. Hey? Yeah, come on. Look at his little face. He must tell terrible jokes. It's just that sort of feeling. I'll tell you the joke about the three-legged chicken tomorrow. Yeah, have you not heard that one? He'd like it. Because it's so low budget. Ken Dobb tells it better than me. But there's something about him that's strong and solid, which is fantastic. And I pray that you will come into marriage with the Word and the Spirit. Not one or the other, but there will be such a fantastic harmony that there will be an explosion of where you'll be able to pursue God and peruse the Word. That makes sense. So you'll dig in and get the gems out. Because I believe he's got an ability to communicate, which to me is good. Wasn't it good? Have you heard him like that before?
Yeah.
I haven't. He's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
So Dave the Rave. Dave, I was thinking of save then. There's something about saving. Perhaps God's saying he's seen your faithfulness, you two, with stewarding finance. You're a steward of finance. And I believe, Lord, that you want to be faithful to them to give them so much more, because he can trust you about doing with it stuff for the kingdom. And may you get vision in this nation, as well as the Africas and the Asias and all that, but this nation with regard to the issues of injustice in society, whereby you too and maybe others can put something in for homes, houses, to help people, the poor. There's a burden for the poor on you. There must be. And I pray that it will become desperately apparent, so that you, in your goodness and generosity, will help save lives. I think that's literal. You will save lives. You may not even know it, but you'll save lives. Why? Because he's seen your hearts, both of you, and will, I believe. So I want to pray, I want to pronounce, I want to announce, I want to declare, I want to decree in Jesus' name that the heavens of riches will be opened. I've never prayed that prayer before. But that God will release something to you that might really surprise you. May you have more than one legacy, which will be massive, because he's already planning with regard to touching your hearts. And you'll be a man of the Spirit. You'll be as drunk as the rest of us, because you'll see the grace of God and the love of your Heavenly Father. So there. Cheerio. That's all right.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Can I just say something? Just very briefly, we'll do this tomorrow if I may, but in 1992, I wrote a book called Explaining Rejection. It was a little booklet, Explaining Rejection. Does anybody, nobody ever read it, did they? Ooh! Okay. Well, this coming Wednesday, another book's coming out. This is the only copy we've got, called Rejection Hurts by Steve Hepton. And it's sort of gone into too many pages and too big, not really, but it's just expanded to an extent that there it is. It's a standalone. It's taken out a few bits from that other one, but there it is. And it's coming out Wednesday, but I just thought I'd tell you about it because I'd be very happy to take some pre-orders. Pre-orders? Is that what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there it is. How much would you give me for it? Start over at £11. So there it is. So I'll explain a bit more, but I'll leave it over there. There's another copy of the cover, but this is the only one I've got. So you won't let it grow legs, will you? No, because yeah, you don't nick books, do you? So there it is, and it's a comprehensive look at rejection and that sort of thing, with a bit of father heart in it. And the last page talks about the next book, which is going to be called My Orphan Heart, which is like the next one in the series. So have a look. If you want to pre-order, we'll talk about that tomorrow, and I'll send you them later next week. They're a tenner, but post-free, of course, because I'm kind. Thank you. Thank you, my darlings. You're all very good to me.
Okay, why don't we stand together? God's presence in worship and in praise, but of course we have Steve with us, and we want to give him space to be able to continue to...